This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mariah's Christmas spirit continues atop the Hot 100. The Weeknd announced a new album, BTS recovers from COVID, and the Grammys may be postponed. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Tuesday, January 4th. Is Christmas over? Not according to its queen, Mariah Carey. Her All I Want for Christmas Is You holds at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 Songs chart, even with the latest data tracking week encompassing 5 days after Christmas, December 24th through 30th. This is the song's eighth total week atop the Hot 100, after notching 3 weeks at number one beginning in December 2019. This is also Carey's 87th week at number one on the Hot 100, the most of any artist. She began in 1990 with Vision of Love. Elsewhere in the top 10, Glass Animals' Heat Waves returns to its best rank, number 7. Times all I think about is you.
Jim Carrey is a huge fan of The Weeknd's upcoming album, Dawn FM. Shortly after the singer-songwriter officially announced the album's title and release date on January 3rd, the famed actor and comedian, who's listed as a collaborator in a cryptic video teaser for the project, hit social media. Carrey tweeted, "I listened to Dawn FM with my good friend Abel last night. It was deep and elegant, and it danced me around the room. I'm thrilled to play a part in his symphony." The Weeknd then thanked Carrey for his mysterious involvement, replying, "It's kismet, full circle," along with the smiling face and tear emojis. Billed as a new sonic universe from the mind of The Weeknd, Dawn FM, due out Friday, January 7th, also features collaborations in some form with Quincy Jones, Tyler, the Creator, and Lil Wayne, among others. The album follows After Hours, which debuted atop the Billboard 200 in March 2020, and featured The Weeknd's record-breaking single, Blinding Lights, which recently became the top Billboard Hot 100 song of all time. RM, Jin, and Suga have successfully recovered from COVID-19. BTS's label Big Hit issued two statements via Weverse announcing the Butter singers are no longer in quarantine. On January 2nd, the company wrote, "Suga, who had been receiving treatment from home for the past 10 days from Friday, December 24th, is now able to return to his daily activities. Suga did not exhibit any particular symptoms during his quarantine and is currently recuperating while resting at home." A follow-up on January 4th reads, "RM and Jin, who had been receiving treatment from home for the past 10 days from Saturday, December 25th, are now able to return to their daily activities. Neither member exhibited any particular symptoms during their quarantine. Jin had a slight fever when he first began treatment at home, but has since made a full recovery." Big Hit also thanked the group's loyal army for its outpouring of support. If you don't already know, BTS is currently on an extended period of rest from song promotions and touring, their second since 2019. Next up, fans can look forward to an in-person Seoul concert in March, as well as an album meant to start a new chapter sometime in 2022. "I move my body just like this. I don't know why, but
I feel like freedom." Jon Batiste is the most nominated artist at the Grammys, but they may not be going down when planned. According to multiple sources, the Recording Academy is likely to postpone the 64th Annual Grammy Awards, originally set for January 31st at Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles, to a later date due to the Omicron variant. Doja Cat, Her and Justin Bieber all have 8 nods each at this year's ceremony. Trevor Noah, host of Comedy Central's The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, hosted last year's show and is also set to host this year's.
Tonight, we're going to celebrate some of the fantastic music that has touched our lives and saved our souls over this unprecedented year.
This would be the second year in a row that the Grammys have been postponed due to COVID-19. That's going to do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.